Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And it's a very special day because it is, we do this once a year. It is our annual Mini Miracle Day. And this year we have returning for Mini Miracle, Casey, formerly Sylvia, now Dudek.
Still weird sometimes. Hi, guys.
Who usually isn't here in the morning, but is definitely up at 6 a.m. every day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a couple minutes here. Catch the audience up on what's been going on in your life.
So I have the most beautiful little boy. His name is Gavin, and he is awesome, but a terrible sleeper. So we're up a lot during the night, and he's a cool little dude who just likes to clap and wave. I think I put this on Facebook at one point. I think he thinks of himself as Little Mayor at points because if he has an opportunity to wave at someone or something, and I'm talking inanimate objects, a photo hanging on the wall, he'll wave, character on a TV show, and then will become visibly sad if he does not receive a wave back. He's like, but why didn't you wave back at me?
Well, I mean, listen,
he's
hey,
so cute.
Some people just aren't wavers. He'll learn.
But yeah, so he's 14 months old now. He is so curious about the world. He's walking now. He has a few words. So he'll say, Mama. He kind of changes in and out of Dada and Daddy. I'm trying to think. I could have sworn he said hi the other day, like while he was waving. So I'm like, I think he's getting like the context. And then my parents' dog, her name is Luna. And I could have sworn one day he said Nuna. Like looking at the dog, like he was trying to say her name.
Close enough.
So
the dog doesn't really know the difference.
Yeah, the dog doesn't know. As long as you have food in your hand. But yeah, so he's the big thing that's happened, I guess. So I was out for about 6 months, and I've been back since the beginning of April, just kind of behind the scenes.
So I would guess then that, you know, because you've been involved with this program a long time with mm-hmm. Mini Miracle and the broadcast we do here on WBSM. And I always call you like the heart and soul of the station and certainly of this program. But I would think that being a mom has kind of given you a different perspective on some of these stories that you've dealt with over the years.
So we'll talk about it, but this one in particular, I think that I knew how hard it was going to be a mom. I mean, it's the hardest job that anyone could have, whether you're a working mom, a stay-at-home mom, or whatever it is that you've got going on. It's all hard. But you do it out of love for your kid, right? But after experiencing everything we went through with Gavin, and, you know, he had his own set of challenges and is still experiencing his own set of challenges, I think I just have a greater appreciation for people, anyone, not just moms, but anyone who has to go through any sort of hardship with their child where you just want your child to be happy, healthy, and safe. And you are 1,000% correct. I do have this new perspective of these parents who go above and beyond to give their kids everything that they need to excel in life. And I mean, I have people in my life whose child was born with some, you know, birth defect or anything. And I always say to them, like, how do you do it? Like, this just is, it just seems so hard, like almost impossible. But how do you do it? And the answer is almost the same. Like, you just do what you have to do for your kid. And I think that that is very true for this year's mom and daughter duo. Would you agree that she is just, they're working together as a team to make, you know, the best of the situation and really come out of it stronger?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, when they hear families in need, you know, you've always got the cynical people that will say, oh, well, you know, they could be doing more themselves. They just got their hand out for things. And this is not that at all. This is someone who wants to be able to do things and wants to be able to just live a regular, normal life, but just can't, but right. could with the help that we can bring to her today.
I think you make a good point, Tim. I think that is important to address is she is very much aware that this is a season of their life, right? So it's, you know, life has these ebbs and flows of, sometimes you're on top and you're riding that high, and sometimes you're on the bottom and you're like, damn, like things could be a little bit better right now. And I think that right now, even with everything that this mom is dealing with, she's like, you know what? It's a season. This too shall pass. Like, we're going to be okay, but we just need a little bit of help to get there. And that's the biggest thing. Like, they're just trying their best. And the thing is, we remember that in the end, right? Everyone's just trying their best, especially these days, right? So I think that when you're going to hear this story about Scarlett and her mom, Megan, and you're going to, I hope, you know, the people out there with children or grandchildren of their own can think back on those early days, the first year of that child's life, especially your first child. And you're like, wow, those months that it was a blur. You know, I was a zombie. Like, I'm still a zombie. Like, I have stuff that goes under my eyes to get the dark circles away. But, you know, you're a zombie because you're not sleeping, or the feeding is an issue. The weight gain is an issue. I don't even know. Like, I feel like everything presents a challenge. And this mother-daughter duo is trying to meet that challenge and overcome that obstacle. So I think that if you can remember and think back and show some empathy, like, wow, I remember that. Imagine dealing with what you were dealing with and then adding this other layer of difficulty, another level of difficulty to whatever it is that you face in the early days of your parenting journey. Because I know that we faced a lot of issues with Gavin. So Gavin was born 1 week early and he had a difficult time eating. So he wasn't latching for nursing. He wouldn't take a bottle. The only way to feed him for the first 10 days of his life or 2 weeks of his life, whatever it was through a syringe. And there was a whole bunch of different issues that I'm not going to get into. But because of this, like, he had problems with weight gain. So hearing, you know, Megan talk about her daughter's struggle with weight gain, I was like, oh, like, I remember, like, that was really, really hard. Every doctor's appointment, you kind of feel like you're getting graded. And you feel like you're getting an F on the assignment because your kid isn't gaining the way that they're supposed to. And that is just one level of something that I can relate to. I can't imagine dealing with everything else on top of that. So if you find it in your heart and you resonate with anything in Megan and Scarlett's story, please consider donating to this family who just needs a little help to get through this season.
So let's just, we'll just tell everybody how this is going to work today. So we'll play this story for you coming up in just a moment. And then we are going to have the phone lines open throughout the course of the day for people that want to call, throughout the course of the morning, rather, for people that want to call in and make donations. But there's also a number of other ways that you can donate. And they're all listed in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app and on the WBSM Facebook page. And you can find it on Instagram and even in our Facebook and Instagram stories. And we will continue to give you those different ways throughout the course of the morning as well. But we will have Victoria in from the United Way to take your phone calls and your donations right here live on the air. Well, not live. I mean, we'll talk to you on the air for a minute, and then when it comes time to give your financials, we'll take you off the air.
We don't want you giving your credit card information on the air.
I mean, you can.
You
but
can
I,
if you really want
you
to.
You can, but I guarantee you I am going to be buying a bunch of things for Scarlett on your credit card if you do that. But we will share the story, and then, you know, if you want more details, if you want to be able to share the story with someone who isn't listening, you can help us out by doing that. Just go to our Facebook page and share that post. Just just get that out there and spread that around, because that, even if you can't donate anything, just sharing that could help, because a person who sees it through your social network might be the person that can donate something and help make a difference. So please help us out by sharing that around, and you can get also all the audio that we're going to play for you where we spoke to Megan, the mom. We have that in the story as well. So you if there's a part that you didn't quite hear or something that you wanted to listen to again, it's all right there for you as well. So why don't we play that for you right now? And you can hear the story of Megan and 7-month-old Scarlett and how you can help make a mini miracle happen for them. All right. Well, Megan, thank you for joining us and for sharing the story of yourself and your daughter, Scarlett. Tell us a little bit about Scarlett.
She is 7 months now. She's doing so much. She has a soft cleft palate. And basically that's where, like, they have a hole at the top of their mouth. So we didn't know until she was born. We were in the NIC unit for a month, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, why she couldn't eat. And thank God we had a wicked good nurse, and she actually found it and figured it all out and got her eaten. And she has a special bottle. She has a pigeon bottle that helps her eat, that basically just, like, is a lot easier for her to suck on. So we're going to be getting ready for surgery in January. And so we've basically been in and out of the hospital for her because she has a slow weight gain for it, just because she takes a lot longer to eat. She takes a good, like, hour to eat, so that burns calories. So it's definitely been, like, a struggle in and out of the hospitals, back and forth, because I always just stay right with her. We've never been separated, and I just do everything with her for feeding and stuff. But she's an awesome baby. She's so good, always so happy. Everyone loves her. She's healthy all around everything else. And she really is just like the light. Every room she goes in, anywhere, everyone just loves her. She's so happy and always smiling.
So with soft cleft palate, can you kind of describe that? Because I think people might have a misconception of what that means. They picture cleft palate and they think of the folks.
The lip.
Yeah, that have the issue with the lip, yeah.
Yeah, so there's soft cleft palate and then the lip one. She doesn't have the lip one. It's in your, it's so basically like the back of your throat, the hole right there. So it's basically like longer, where it's on the top of your palate, open, like an open hole. So she has issues where, like, if she's eaten, milk will come out of her nose, or food will come out of her nose. Babies will, like, choke, aspirate, and stuff. She has a lot. She does. She's, like, real strong, this one. She was determined to eat on her own. She hated the tube. We had a feeding tube. She literally holds the record at the Charlton for ripping it out 5 times. Like, she would not, yeah, she would not keep that in for the life of her. So, yeah, that's basically what it is. It's not like from anything. It's just kind of a random thing that just happens.
So you mentioned that it was a random thing. Does that mean that it's kind of on the rarer side? I don't know how common it is for kids to be born with a soft cleft palate.
So you wouldn't think it's as common, but it actually is. Like, you just don't hear about it as much, because we were just at Boston's and I met like 5 mothers up there. They were all getting the surgeries done. And that's why I learned a lot more about it. It's definitely not as common, like, hearing about it and doctors dealing with it. I feel like it's more like the pick of the doctors that will deal with it. Cause, like, I've had to switch doctors now to get one that was more educated on it.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I feel like you just don't hear about it as much. Like, I didn't know either until I, like, joined the Facebook groups and really started researching more myself, because it's not like that. It's common, but it's not common. Like, not, I feel like it's just not talked about, you know, like one of those things. Because, like, even in the hospital, when I was at Fall River, they didn't even know about the pigeon bottle. And that's, like, specifically made for babies for the cleft palate.
Oh, I'm glad that you found that. That sounds like that's a really good lifeline for you.
Yeah, yeah, it really was. And it's been such a big help.
And you talked about the struggles with being able to have Scarlett gain weight as a result of this, but it also causes other issues as well.
Yeah.
What are some of the other issues that can result from the soft cleft palate?
It could be speech. speech, hearing. She has middle hearing loss, like, as of right now, but the testing, it's the testing's kind of, like, iffy for it because she's so young and a baby, so they, like, don't say 100% about it, but for her surgery, she's going to be getting tubes. They'll move the muscles and the bones around up in there, put them in place, and basically stitch her up. She'll have tubes, and we'll go from there, and usually it's, like, a night at the hospital. They should be able to eat right away. I've met the other mothers I met up there, and babies were doing so good. A lot of them, they just say it's like literally just an overnight change, and it's just completely all better.
Wow, like, that sounds all better. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's a nice relief to know that it's just like a couple hours that she won't be feeling great, and that it'll be nice and quick for recovery too. I'm hoping is quick.
Yeah, I am too. I think she will be, and we're known up there anyways and stuff, and pretty. Like, ready for it. We're just still trying to get her up to, like, the weight. Like, they want her more, like, a consistency of weight gain. Okay. So we've just been slow with the weight gain and, like, non-consistent. Like, a baby should gain about 25 to 30 grams a night. So she's gaining probably about, like, 5 grams a night.
Wow. So I think there is a little bit of a catch-22 there, isn't there? Mm-hmm. So she needs to gain weight to have the surgery that's going to help her with feeding, but feeding is hard right now because of this situation. So it's just how exactly. hard must that be for you to kind of work through this?
It is. It's wicked hard. It really is. It's so hard, especially coming home from the hospital at first too, just because you have to watch them 24/7 too, just because, you know, they're a baby. Just like anyone, you know, if they get sick, throw up, anything, her nose is blocked. Like, you know, you're going to be able to roll them over, get ready for it. So I'm like, I'm definitely a pro now on it, where other people, like, they look and freak out, you know, and I'm just like, nope, it's good.
It doesn't faze you as much anymore, does
no,
it?
Not at all,
so,
no.
So how much support do you that you have Scarlett at home? Do you have anyone who helps you take care of it with all the medical needs?
We just have like the Mass Health right now, but that's it really. Like, we're getting ready for that. So I don't know what, you know, to be like, what we're really going to need afterwards. Like, I've gotten the gist of it a little bit because they don't know until like it's done.
Yeah.
You know, like how good it will go for her.
But right, it sounds like right now it's you doing, you know, a bulk of all of her care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Like, even the bottles, the pigeon bottles, they're $30 alone each.
And so, you know, it sounds like this is something where it's a challenge that both of you are ready to face and that you're ready to take this on no matter what. But you just need a little bit of help being able to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely that. And then just like keeping my apartment and stuff, too. And then in and out of the hospital, because like you... It's really one person feeding her. Like, it's me feeding her. You know, like, it's like a lot of people get like scared of it, you know, because of like the choking, and you got to feed her a certain way, sit her up, burp her, make sure she's not choking or anything. So it's like a lot of other people don't even, you know, they don't even want to try. You know, like, we have like family, her grandparents and stuff, but I feel like people still just get nervous about it.
And listen, when you're a mom and you have a kid that has challenges, you know, you want to be the one there helping them all the time. You don't want to be trying to pass that off to someone else.
No. Yeah, no. And I've been doing this with her since she was born. So literally in the NIC unit, everything.
So with everything going on with Scarlett, forgive me, I think I read this. So is it possible for her to even attend childcare or no? Because of what you talked about with so many medical needs, she's too much of a liability to have present.
Yeah, she's too much of a liability, and
so
choking and all that. You know?
Scarlett relies 100% on you, Mom. How are you doing with that?
I'm doing good with it. I'm definitely doing good with it. It was a challenge, I think, at first, but I have a really good, like, her specialist, her speech, her nutrition. The doctors at Boston are, like, amazing. They've all been so good. So, like, them teaching me more of, like, techniques for it and stuff. And then just the real, you know, sleep when your baby sleeps is definitely a huge thing. I take full advantage. Yeah. I take full advantage of that, sleep when she sleeps and get us on a routine. And she's really good, too. I'm definitely lucky with that. She's definitely a good baby. Like, She only cries, you know, if needed, diaper change, hungry. But everyone says it too. They can't believe how good the nurses love her. Everyone just loves her. They just can't believe how good she is. And just she just likes hanging out with everyone.
So, Megan, how often are you going up to Boston for medical appointments?
Once a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
Once a week. We were just there for 2 weeks, but I had to switch her doctor because the doctor we did have definitely wasn't into the whole cleft palate thing, and I feel like it was just kind of like shoving me off on it. Like, I wanted to switch her formula because I kept telling her, like, she's not liking this formula. She's obviously not gaining weight. She wanted me just to keep upping the calories, more and more formula, and I'm like, I can't do that. She's getting constipated, and now I have more formula coming out of her nose than ever. So we got admitted to Boston for it to see what was going on. And this poor girl got every test ran on her, you can imagine, literally from x-rays, her brain, everything. And they literally came to terms with it was just the formula, really. So we just switched her formula, and she's been doing a little better, but it's just she has her good days and bad days. But we have a new doctor, too, and so I'm excited for them to see, you know, make it a little bit easier on her. Because that's my most thing, is just her life a little more easier.
Absolutely. Megan, you mentioned that you switched the formula. Do you, can you say what the name of the formula is and how much that is?
We use the Similac Sensitive now, and about 37 to 50 a can.
And so how often are you going through that?
Huh?
How often are you going through that?
Oh, a can every 2 days.
Wow. And that's the powder or the liquid?
Yeah, the powder. Yeah, the one originally we wanted was the Similac 360, and that one is, like, impossible to get. It's so hard to get.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they did this as a backup right now.
And then as you mentioned, the pigeon bottles being the key to being able to feed her, and I'm sure those are pretty pricey as well.
Yeah, those are $30 each. Literally, and we have three of them. We have three bottles, thank God.
So you're probably washing bottles all day long. So you mentioned, you know, it takes Scarlett an hour for a single feeding. And how often is she feeding where she's underweight or slow to gain? Is it every 2 hours?
Every 3 hours. So she needs at least 8 bottles a day. And they're 3 to 4 ounces each. And it's, every 2 to 3 hours.
So you're doing a lot of dishes.
Yeah.
On top of everything else. Wow.
Yeah. So then her eating, introducing food to her too. And she's teething too. And so, like, when stuff's coming out of her nose, I'm constantly changing her and bibs and, like,
How is she doing starting solids? I know that's a very daunting thing for any mom, but especially you, I'm sure, where you have the soft palate to deal with.
Yeah. When stuff goes up there, it's like, she's doing good at it. I think this last time at Boston's, I actually met a couple really good moms up there that pointed me definitely in, like, a better direction with the food of making it a lot thicker. So we've been doing that, and she's been doing better. But like I said, she has her good days and bad days. She loves eating, you know. She wants to eat.
That's great.
So bad.
What's her favorite? Are we liking bananas, puree? What is it?
The sweet potato. She's so into the sweet. Yeah, she's loving the sweet potato right now.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, she had some sweet potato pie, too. I mushed up for Thanksgiving, so she went crazy for that. She loves her yogurt.
What are some other things that could help you with caring for Scarlett?
Getting ready for Christmas has definitely been, like, difficult. We signed up for a couple things, so I'm waiting to hear from those to see.
And I'm sure, you know, with the potential for hearing issues, there's probably some specific toys you'd like to be able to give her for Christmas.
The hearing, for toys, the stuff to help her along with that, toys to hear. She's going to be starting walking soon, so I've been trying to figure out, like, a walker, the one that walks with the wheels.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific toys that you would be looking at to help with her hearing? I don't know what they make for something
I don't know either yet for that. We've still been, you know, like, I'm still jumping into that too.
Okay.
I just started, like, looking in, but I know people were saying, like, the sensory toys that you can, like, touch, the feeling.
Does she like books?
Yeah, she does. She loves the books. Yeah, she does love books. Boston has a video of her literally flipping the pages because she's very hands-on, and, like, she's not your typical 7-month-old. She likes being up. literally up. She, everyone always called her little secretary because she's a little tablet. Yeah. Yeah, she's a
Scarlett, the secretary.
Yeah.
So is she using the tablet to, you know, to do some educational stuff? And
yeah,
great,
learning to talk. She wants to talk so bad, blabbing they already. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. She's so good, though. She is. Everyone loves her. And I'm like, not just saying it, but she is. She just, she loves everyone. She loves making everyone smile, laugh. That's all she did. In Boston's, in the hospitals, everyone knows her. Literally, every.
How is she sleeping?
She sleeps actually really good. She does sleep really good.
I'm a little jealous. I have a 14-month-old who is not a good sleeper, so I'm a little jealous that she's a good sleeper.
Yeah, she is a good sleeper. Besides, just start like the real. She already has two teeth, but these next two she has coming in has been horrible. So she's been doing that.
Teething is tough.
Oh, it's horrible, yeah. Especially with her with the drooling. It's like everything's double on her. You know, like all the, everything's double that hits her.
Are so there like specific, the drooling, the drooling is tough. But is there a specific teether that she should be using where she has the soft cleft palate to be concerned about?
No, not really.
She can use anything?
She can use, anything with that. We do like the freezer pops. We make like your own pops. I do those for her. She loves her toothbrush. A nurse gave her a toothbrush up there, and she's been, like, literally going to bed with it, everything. She loves her toothbrush.
It's like a lovey. It's so cute.
Yeah, that.
I know that I asked how she's sleeping. So is it, she has a crib that she's set up with, or is she staying with you? I know that she's a concern for aspiration.
So I have it's like the playpen that comes down, it, like, attaches onto my bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so she's right, because I have to, like, really keep an eye. Even after she eats, I gotta watch her for 45 minutes and make sure, you know, nothing comes back up. I sit up with her. She's gotta sit up just in case if she throws up or anything, or her nose, you know, comes out of her nose. Yep. It doesn't get clogged up. Like, I have the suction things for her everywhere. So like her grandmother's. Yeah.
You stay vigilant at night to keep an eye on
her. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sleeping, yeah. I sleep when she sleeps, but I feel like it's more, she keeps me going.
Yep.
Just the worry and, you know, and her, she definitely keeps me going. Because everyone says that, too. They're like, you know, you look so good. And I'm like, she keeps me going. Her and coffee.
Preach.
Yeah, definitely coffee, yeah.
Well, Megan, I think that we have a good amount of information to go off of, and we just appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
No, thank you. This is on getting it out there, too. Like we said, it's not talked about, the cleft palate.
Yeah, and I think that's really important, too. So that way, the other parents that may have the same kind of issue at some point, they know there's other people out there doing this, too. You know, it's awesome to know that there's Facebook groups about it, and we really thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, no, thank you, guys.
All right, so that is the story of Scarlett and her mom, Megan, and what a kind of, you know, it's a story that makes you feel, I don't want to use the word bad, but you know, you feel this emotion for them, but then you also feel that inspiration and that hope, because this is a little girl and a mom that just want to live a regular life, and there's just a few obstacles in the way that you can help with. And so that's what we're looking for today. We're looking for you to be able to help them, to be able to make it so that they can have their lives be easier, and also just be, you know, normal, to not have to face these challenges all the time, to not have to go to Boston every week, to not have to spend hours feeding and then worrying if something's going to happen during that process. So you can help out, and we have all the information at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app to make it easy. But we have Victoria Grisella in here now from the United Way of Greater New Bedford. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about the way that this works when people do call in and make a donation. How will you take their donation? And then how does it go to helping this family?
So let's talk about how this will help the family first, and then we'll talk about how you can donate. So this helps the family in so many ways. So all of your donations collectively come together and will help pay maybe a month of rent, a couple months of rent. You know, that's what we've been able to do for families. For this family going to Boston, you know, every other week or every week or whatever it may be that they need to have these appointments, we all know gas gets expensive, you know, so between the gas, the car payments, you know, mom had issues with her car the day we spoke with her. Like, she, you know, something went wrong and now she's got to get it repaired. And so now she's got that challenge of going to Boston. So it could help with car repairs. And what will happen is the donations will come to us. We'll take the stress off of the family by paying the car repair shop directly. So then they don't have to worry about it. They just have to drop it off, pick it up when it's finished. They don't have to worry about seeing the bill or anything like that. And so we're really helping them manage this money for the next however long it takes them to spend it. But it's really to make sure that those needs are taken care of. It makes sure that Scarlett gets the care that she needs and mom doesn't have to have the worry about how am I getting to Boston next week? You know, I know my car is fixed now. So all of your donations do that. So you can make a donation today by texting wishes24, all one little word, to 26989. Or you can give us a call this morning and we can take your credit card right over the phone. Tim, you want to give that number?
Yep, 508-996-0500. Or you can just open up the WBSM app and hit the call button and that will call in as well.
Perfect. Yeah. Anything you can do, you know, $5, $100, any little bit helps this family. It'll make such a difference in the care for Scarlett. And I mean, if you go to WBSM.com or the socials, like, she's just the cutest thing. And so, you know, help this little girl have a strong life. You know, she's got challenges ahead of her with the surgery and we want to make sure that she's taken care of and set up for a bright future.
She has a biggest smile in every photo that like you just think that she's the happiest little baby. And that's what the mom said, is that she's such a joy that everywhere she goes, everyone just loves her. And, you know, when she's at the doctor's office, she's so curious about everything and she's in everyone's business. And they're like, Secretary Scarlett, like, that is so cute. And like, you know, you just can't help but feel so much joy for this kid to be like, I just want to help her. She's so sweet. And I think that, you know, Victoria mentioned every dollar, there's no such thing as a small donation. Every dollar makes such an impact for this family. And one thing we want to do really quick is just kind of say every dollar goes towards something very specific. So, for example, the can of formula that she requires is about a $50 expense.
That's so insane to me. Like, I mean, I don't know how kids are. I don't know how expensive things are. But, like, when we heard that price tag, I mean, Casey, you have a kid and you didn't realize it was this expensive.
So I think that that's crazy. And I think that a lot of people, you know, they might have hopes to nurse or maybe they think they're going to be exclusively pumping. But if a circumstance arises and that's not an option, a supply issue or whatever, you know, young moms, you know how difficult it is to even, you know, keep the supply up as it is. And in this situation, there was a dietary issue where her mouth kind of prevents her from just having whatever. Mm-hmm. And the specific formula is required for her sensitive tummy issues. So $50 a can that she's going through every 2 days.
It's amazing.
So she doesn't have a choice. You do what you do for your kid. So I think, like, just to give you that perspective, is $50 a can every 2 days. Tim.
I was going to say that you don't have teenagers that are eating that much in, you know, dollar amount in food a week. So, and the other part of it too is, you know, she mentioned it there in the discussion. It's not just the formula either. It's special bottles.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, and I, you know, my son's 20, so it's been a while, but I'm thinking, oh, a can of formula, $20. A bottle's like $3 or $4.
Yeah.
And not when you have these issues.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you said the bottles, you guys were looking those up. Those are like $30, $40.
Yeah. So they only come, they're the specialized bottles. They're called pigeon bottles. And they only come in the packs of two, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Victoria?
Only in two.
So they do have two different versions, glass and plastic. And I think that the cheapest option is still $30 for a pack of two. So you're spending $15 per bottle. And she needs 8 feeds a day.
And you don't want to be washing the bottle. So you want to have 2 or 3 sets, mm-hmm. so that you always have the next one ready to go to be filled.
And, absolutely. You know. And we don't have these specialized bottles, but we have the, I think it's Dr. Brown's that we've had for Gavin. And, you know, you're still washing bottles, even though we have the 6, 7, whatever, how many bottles we have. You're still washing bottles.
She's washing these like every 2 to 3 times a day. Like, Scarlett, that takes away from her time with Scarlett and takes away from her time to rest even.
Exactly. We talked about this when we were on the phone with her. So a feed for her lasts an hour. Because you can't, it's not just, okay, give her the bottle, give her a quick burp, you know, that's it. It's, you have to monitor her and you have to stay vigilant, because mm-hmm. even 45 minutes after she's eaten, you have to make sure that there's no reflux up the nose or aspiration.
Exactly.
Imagine every single time your child finished a bottle, you just have to have them upright a certain position. Oh, and by the way, it's all on you because everyone else is too nervous to give that baby a bottle because of the risks. She cannot go to childcare because she is too much of a liability. Like, these are things that moms know how much pressure they're under to have a little soul rely on them so much. And Megan is 100% the only provider for Scarlett.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot mentally.
She's incredible. Honestly, like, she's super mom at this point.
Right.
I don't know how she's still got such a positive attitude, and she is there every step of the way for
Scarlett.
She's
like, we're going to get through it. Like, so this baby has to eat every 3 hours. Each feed takes an hour, and then it's a 45-minute watch afterwards. And in those 45 minutes, you may or may not have time to sneak away and still keep an eye on Scarlett to wash the bottle that you just used so that you have another bottle next time. It's a lot. And it is a lot.
As she said, you know, I sleep when she sleeps. So it's not like, you know, you can be like, oh, when she goes down for a nap, I'll be able to get this stuff done.
Absolutely.
So, yep. And I'm sure, you know, not to put words in Megan's mouth, but, you know, when you're starting to feel a little bit down and you're starting to feel a little bit like it's getting to be too much, I'm sure Scarlett smiles at you. And then you say, all right, I got some more fighting.
I can see that, Tim. I mean, that little smile, that'll get you.
Well, not to speak out of school here, but Casey, you know, wrote a fantastic story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with all the details. And she was putting some photos in. And I looked at that and I said, I think I can, like, this baby's a model. I can do some stuff with these photos and I can make a little collage here and make something happen here. And so, I mean, that's
she's like, I'm ready for my close up.
That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with somebody who is ready to be the top story on WBSM.com today. And
she's
that's where you find it. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. If you want to call in and make a donation, 508-996-0500. If you want to send an app chat message, maybe you can't, maybe you can't call in, but you want to send an app chat message with your details, let me know. We can call you during the break and get there. So you can send that on the WBSM app. But of course, you can also just do it by going to your own texting on your phone and text to Wishes24, text Wishes24 to 26989. And that's right at WBSM.com in the story. You can read it down there. Also, it's where you can send checks and you can click on a link to donate by credit card. All secure. Let's point that out.
Yes.
Our site is secure. The United Way site is secure. You are not going to have to worry about putting your credit card info in there. So let's take a break and we'll be back in just a few moments with more of our special mini miracle broadcast here on WBSM. All right. Welcome back in. We do have somebody on the phone. So let's go to that. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and make a donation to our mini miracle family. But let's see who we have calling in this morning. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. Good morning. This is Dr. Jana Souza calling in from Souza Family Orthodontics in Dartmouth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I was just driving into work and listening to this story here, and this one really hit home for me. You know, as an orthodontist, I really understand the challenges that this child is going to have with cleft lip and palate. Also, the fact that she might be experiencing some hearing loss. I grew up in a family with two deaf grandparents, so I understand that she's going to have a lot of challenges throughout her life, and mom is really struggling here, and I'd like to donate $1,000 to this family this holiday season.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Wow.
Well,
no, it's my pleasure. I was just driving in thinking I really have to help out, and I just hope their holiday season is a little bit brighter.
It is not very often that you find Casey speechless, but I am.
That's true.
I'm like, wow. Oh my God, incredible. Thank you so much.
As generous as that is, I have one more favor to ask, Doctor. It's at some point in her life later on, you're going to need to use Scarlett for some promotional materials because she has the biggest smile you have ever seen in your life.
Oh, gosh, I would love to. And I hope maybe I can be a part of her journey as well and still working when she needs some orthodontic treatment. I would love to do that pro bono for her.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And happy holidays to you and everybody over there at Souza Family Orthodontics.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
You too. Wow. Oh my gosh.
That's how we're starting the miracle today.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. My heart's beating out of my chest. Wow.
And as we've been talking about, what a difference that's going to make for this family.
How many cans of formula is that going to buy, Victoria?
Quite a bit of formula. That's gas to go up to Boston. That could be car repairs. That's a lot. That's amazing.
That's a huge donation. Thank you, Dr. Souza, so much. That is incredible.
And that's the direct impact that you can make with your donations this morning to Scarlett and to her mom, Megan, and making a difference in their life, just making it easier for them when they've got all these struggles, things that we take for granted. I mean, I know that if I had a child that, and Casey and I were kind of talking about this off air, that I had to worry about them aspirating and you know, I would be so nervous. I'm going to tell you something. My wife thought I was never going to hold my son because I wouldn't pick him up at first, and he was perfectly healthy. So, you know, I can
like
only imagine.
With a lot of dads, I feel like they just, I don't know, maybe it's because most girls from a very young age, if they're taking care of younger siblings or cousins, or they're just used to, I mean, they try to say like the nature nurture thing. Like,
But that's how family members must feel with these special issues. But now if you say, well, she's going to have that special formula that helps, she's going to be able to have those special bottles, that might make some of the family more comfortable with helping with that process too.
I think like that, I know that Megan has mentioned that she has grandparents that are very much involved in Scarlett's life. And I think that it's going to help the quality of life as well as the bonds formed with Scarlett and these loved ones, because, you know, they say, you know, you're feeding a baby, you're forming a connection with them. The baby's staring at your eyes while they're having their bottle. And it's so true, though, because, mm-hmm. you know, they're I say they're little eyes, but they're big eyes. These big eyes look up at you and they're just like, I love you. You're giving me milk or you're giving me formula. Like, you're the best. So just think about if these grandparents or whoever are more comfortable being able to take care of Scarlett and, you know, step in and provide that buffer so mom can have a break. And maybe it is to go wash bottles, but who cares? So I think that that is another thing that's like a byproduct of this program, mm-hmm. is we're producing the quality of life and the bonds for other members of the family to feel more comfortable to step in.
Well, I can tell you, you know, now, and I haven't been filled with the holiday spirit quite yet, but now I definitely am filled with the holiday spirit. So, and you can be as well by making a donation. And again, 508-996-0500 is our number. There's also other ways you can give a donation by going to WBSM.com and reading all of those options. But being in the holiday spirit, you know, I can only think of one place when it comes to the holidays. And I can't wait to see photos of Scarlett getting to go and visit Edaville.
Oh my God!
Because that is the best. Edaville Family Theme Park is the place where you should be bringing your family to get you in the holiday spirit. And they've got all kinds of great things going on there. The Festival of Lights is ongoing right now on the weekends. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can go there and experience the magic of Edaville. Whether it be just walking through the park and enjoying the thousands of lights, or visiting the Christmas Village and shopping at some of the local artisans and stores that they have in there, grabbing some of their delicious snacks, or taking a steam train ride. And don't forget, too, now this year they also have horse-drawn carriages. So you can actually take a horse-drawn carriage ride around the park. Tickets start at just $12.95, and then you can add on the different things that you want to add on. Plus, they have a couple of special events like the North Pole Limited and Santa's VIP Express and so much more. Get your tickets now, though, because they are going to be going fast. Edaville.com is the place to go, and make sure you follow Edaville Family Theme Park on social media to keep up with all of their events. I got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with more of our Mini Miracle broadcast here on WBSM. All right, we have